was Parliament never asked in those 3 years to judge Mr. Tan?
In July 2023, Mr. Tan Chuan Jin resigned as Speaker over an affair with a sitting Member of Parliament. The Prime Minister had known since late 2020, nearly 3 years. For nearly 3 years, the Speaker presided over this House, ruling on members' conduct, maintaining order, while in an affair with a member. Both situations raised questions about fitness for office. Arguably, the Speaker is more important than the LO, since the Speaker is in the line of succession for President. Yet Parliament was never asked to judge Mr. Tan Chuan Jin. No motion, not in 2020, not in 2021, not in 2022, not before his resignation, not after. Nearly 3 years of silence, and then a quiet exit, but not before calling my honourable colleague an effing populist. Mr. Singh faced the courts. He was convicted, he paid his fine, the legal process is complete. Now Parliament wants its turn. Mr. Tan faced nothing, no court, no conviction, no fine, and certainly no motion. So the member who faced nothing gets a quiet exit, and the member who already faced the courts must now face Parliament as well. So if this motion represents the proper standard for addressing misconduct by parliamentary leaders, why was Parliament never asked in those 3 years to judge Mr. Tan Chuan Jin?
In Mr. Tan Chuan Jin's case, he was asked to step down. As a matter of party discipline, he was told to resign his seat. Initially, if you read the Hansard carefully, then Prime Minister had said it was clear in his mind he would have had to step down as Speaker. He wanted to give him some time to settle constituency matters, settle the family matters, but it was clear that as Speaker, he would have had to step down, and whether they should resign their seats, initially, that was something to be thought about, but when it became clear that the conduct had not stopped, then Prime Minister said, you must step down, and Ms. Cheng had to step down too. So they resigned their seats, and Mr. Tan took responsibility. And I believe he had apologized to Singaporeans that it had happened. Here, Mr. Singh has not even been asked to resign his seat, at least not by us.